Morning Watch, living a Christian life and church life under the government of God for the economy of God. Week 5, Grace in Peter's Epistles. Wednesday, related verses. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, girding up the loins of your mind and being sober, set your hope perfectly on the grace being brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 1:9 through 10. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the times of the ages, but now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who nullified death and brought life and incorruption to light through the gospel. 1 Timothy 1:14. And the grace of our Lord superabounded with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Revelation 22:21. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. Titus 2:11 and 12. For the grace of God, bringing salvation to all men, has appeared, training us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in the present age. Philippians 4:23. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Related reading. 1 Peter 1:13 speaks of the grace on which the believers set their hope perfectly. Nearly every day I pray that my soul will be saved at the Lord's coming back. This is the saving of the soul in the next age for those who enter into the enjoyment of the Lord to feast with him. This grace will come by the revelation of the Lord Jesus at his second coming. It was studied by the prophets in the Old Testament and is hoped for by us, the New Testament believers. Thank the Lord for such a grace. Grace is God's provision in life given to us so that we may live out his purpose. God's grace was given to us in eternity, but it was manifested and applied to us through our Lord's first coming, in which he nullified death and brought life to us. The grace destined to be given to us came with the appearing of the Lord Jesus. This grace is not merely a blessing, it is a person, the triune God himself, given to us to be our enjoyment. This grace came when the Lord Jesus appeared, and now it is with us today. In 1 Peter 1:13, Peter charges us to set our hope perfectly on the grace. This hope is a living hope, obtained through regeneration. We need to set our living hope perfectly on the grace that is being brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Surely this grace is not merely unmerited favor. It refers to the salvation of the soul, which will be the consummation of God's full salvation. Grace was brought to us by the Lord's first coming. It will be consummated by his second coming. On such grace, we should set our hope. Whatever we enjoy of the Lord today is, comparatively speaking, a small portion. In the Bible, this is called the foretaste. It is not yet the full taste. This age is an age of foretaste. But when the Lord Jesus comes back, we will enjoy the full taste. While we are enjoying the foretaste, we set our hope on the coming full taste. The coming full taste will be the consummation of this unique grace. For the end of 1 Peter 1:13, Peter speaks of the revelation, the unveiling of Jesus Christ. At present, we are enjoying the Lord Jesus as a foretaste under the veil. But the time is coming when the veil will be taken away. Because we are under a veil with the Lord, others may not be able to understand what we are doing. We may try to tell them that we are enjoying Christ. However, they may say that this is nonsense. Our enjoyment is concealed, and others who do not share the same experience cannot know anything about it. But one day, the Lord Jesus will be revealed. Then others will be able to understand that we have been enjoying the Lord Jesus. This revelation will be the coming grace as the consummation of the full salvation of the triune God. If we are not enjoying the Lord Jesus as the foretaste, we will not have the hope that he will be revealed as our full taste. When we enjoy the foretaste, we have such a hope. We need to set our hope perfectly on the grace being brought to us at the revelation, the unveiling of Jesus Christ.